Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Laundry Hour. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I hope that your laundry is not consuming you and that you are able to do this during nap time and getting just some alone time to think about yourself, your heart, your family, the Lord, and just where you want to be going. Are you ready for today? I hope you're ready for today, because I'm not really ready for today. Today's episode is called Renewed, Stacey Eldridge, and My Lists. So I'm sure that title got you interested. I'll explain where we're going. Last week we talked about transformed, and I walked through a Bible study that I did about that word and how to truly be transformed, it starts with God's Spirit inside of us. He makes us a new creation. And then God's Word transforms our mind. And then His presence transforms our appearance. All of those things, along with God's people, transforms us into the image of Christ. That is the goal of every believer. And then I also talked about intentional changes or intentional choices and how change is possible and how we've got to do hard work to get something that is a value to something that's a priority. So it's very easy for us to value lots of good things, but they're not priorities in our life because we haven't walked through the hard work of making it one. So I'm like, yes, we can choose change intentionally, small steps in the right direction. Yes, we can be transformed by God's Spirit, by His Word, by His presence, and by His people. Now, both of those things, still true, hands down, I agree with them. But if you have at all listened to my faithfulness schedule stuff, I think that is also still true because I still am a list person. Like, for me to accomplish things, sometimes I just need to write them down and check them off. It helps me. Like, I think I succeeded really well in school because I had this class and then that class and then I had that assignment and I turned it in. Like, it was just very organized for me. So I think I need that. But at the same time, just like your gift is your weakness, I'm good at lists. But I'm also good at legalism. So because I've accomplished that list, I'm doing well. If I did not accomplish that list, I didn't do well. My sophomore year of college was the second year I was actively having a relationship with Jesus. And I truly remember like legalistically going throughout that year. Like, a day was good if I focused on God and share the gospel. And a day was bad if I did not. Like, it was that serious. And my poor heart was just desiring to do right by God and just did it the wrong way. And I think about scripture. I think about those who were given the law. The law was given to like safeguard them. Like, do what pleases me, don't do what doesn't please me. But at the same time, they were like, if I do all of the things that please God, I will be counted righteous. And God was like, no, that's not why I created it. Like, all of the laws, as Jesus says, boil down to loving the Lord with all your heart and loving your neighbor as yourself. And so, if you look at Leviticus, which I just finished reading, if you look at Leviticus, you will see how each law either falls into loving God or loving people. They just do. And I mean, I guess some of them could overlap, but they fall into loving God and loving people. So God never intended the law to be legalistically taken. The law was just an an aid, a guide to loving him and loving others. And me, as well as all of us, we were created to worship. So we're good at worshiping something, even if it's not God. So I'm good at worshiping something. If you listen to my pivot, I'm still good at worshiping homemaking right now. Like, so looking at grocery lists and how to buy real food and watching videos about cleaning my home. Like, I really enjoy that right now to the point where it's kind of scary. But at the same time, like, I will zone in on something and then, like, essentially forget everything else that I'm supposed to do. And just a honest, transparent moment. Like, my husband was like, hey, hello, I'm right here. I would like you to love me, like, really love me. Like, don't just check off loving me on your list, you know? That hurt. And God is saying the same thing. I want you to really love me. Not say, oh, I'm supposed to pray today. Great, I did it. Or, oh, I'm supposed to cook breakfast for my husband. Oh, great, I did it. Like, really love me. Let that be what consumes you, not your list. And so this is kind of where I am as I studied renewed this week. The definition of that word renewed, is to return to reestablish, to repeat, reaffirm, renovate, bring back to an original condition, a freshness, to make fresh, begin again, after a pause or a stop, renovated by an inward reformation, make new again. So I think about that, and I think about the fact that in the beginning, we were created to be perfect. We were created to live forever and have perfect relationship with God. And because of Jesus, we can have that again. He has made us new, and he is renewing our relationship with him. Just like in the Old Testament, God made a covenant with Israel, and there were times where they had to renew that covenant because they broke it, because they sinned, but they had to renew it. So they made it as if essentially like it never happened. They brought it back to the original condition. Okay, we have a covenant with the Lord. He is our God. We are his people. So I think the same about us. He is our God. We is our people. We are his people. We're going to renew that covenant with God. We're going to return to it. We're going to go back, basically. So kind of like my term pivot. I'm going to turn around and go the way that I was supposed to go rather than the way that I'm currently going. And so having my mind renewed means my mind is going to start thinking how it was originally designed to think. Having my body renewed, it's going to function the way it was supposed to function. Having my soul renewed, it is going to love the Lord with all of it. It is going to love others like itself. That is how I was designed to live. So continuing with that thought process, Ephesians 4:23, Colossians 3:10, 2 Corinthians 4:16. I'm not going to read them in this one, but I'm basically going to say that all of them have a concept of your inner self. So that inner self being renewed takes me also back to transformation that starts with us being changed from who we are, the depths of who we are. We were dead in sin, and now we are alive to God in Christ Jesus. We are completely new, and now we're being renewed, going back to who we were meant to be. So we are renewed so that we could look like Jesus. That was who we were supposed to look like. So that is the goal, right? So transformation is kind of like going forward. Renewal is kind of like going back. But either way, the goal is the same. Jesus is ahead and Jesus is behind. You know what I'm saying? Because he was in the garden, but he's also in heaven. You know? He was in Genesis, but he's also in Revelations. You get where I'm going here? Okay. So that inner self needs to be renewed after Christ. It starts in our mind with the Word of God. And Stacy Eldridge, I get free ebooks. Don't know how I did it, but Daniel Cook, I don't know. I get free ebooks and it's pretty great. And one of them is called Beautiful Now, and it's 90 days of experiencing God's dream for you. And after that hard conversation with my husband, I was just feeling like, I can't change. Oh my gosh, how do I do this? And I've been making lists and listening to podcasts. Ha ha ha. I've been trying to do this thing. And she just reminded me as I started reading it. I think I'm on day 7. I started yesterday. But they're really short and it's very helpful to me. And it was just a reminder, hey, you can't change yourself. You can't transform you. In last week's episode, nowhere does that say you. It says God's spirit, God's word, God's presence, God's people. It does not say you. You can't change you. Jamie, you can't change yourself. You cannot will transformation to happen because of your work, because of your effort, because of your obedience to the law. That's the whole purpose of why Jesus came. Because if righteousness came from the law, then Jesus is null and void. And I know you're not saying that Jesus is null and void, right, Jamie? Of course not. So that means you got to change how you live. And so there's this paradox that I find myself in that Stacey Eldridge even says in the book, and I'm rephrasing it, but we must intentionally choose to surrender ourselves to God and allow Him to change us. So yes, make choices, but your choice is to surrender. That most of our posture now in being transformed and being renewed is not a striving, but it's a surrendering, a releasing. And that's such an interesting thought and concept, because Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary, and I'll give you rest. Right? Because He's already accomplished the work. So I don't have to work, not in the same way, a different way. My work is now surrender. My work is now rest. My work is release. My work is trust. So if I'm going to work hard at something going from a value to a priority, I'm going to work hard at trusting, work hard at surrendering, because I think if I let go, I will go back. I will be renewed, because I'll go back to where I was supposed to be, because in the garden, Eve was just supposed to trust. You know, she was just supposed to trust. He was supposed to trust. And so I just find myself saying, yes, work hard. Work hard at surrender. Can I pray over you? Father, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for the revelations you give us in your word, through music, through ebooks, through podcasts. Thank you for the reminder to just come to you, that you have already accomplished everything, that you are all that we need to be transformed, to be renewed, to be changed, and that we just need to intentionally choose to surrender ourselves to you. That lists are not bad, but they are not what's going to change us. They're not what's going to change me. Only you. Only your spirit, your word, your presence, and your people can transform me, renew me, and make me into the image of Christ like I'm supposed to be. Lord, we want to experience your dream for us. We want to become the people that you've called us to be. And trying to figure that out is just difficult at times. But help us to work hard at trusting and experience, even today, the promise that you will continue the work that you started in us. That you want this. You're going to do this. And we just have to trust that you will. So help us in our type A, controlling, gotta make it happen, right now mindsets and help us to be like our children and trust you, our Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I truly would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, please tune in next week because we will have another episode. But I will say that next week will be our last episode of this season. So please tune in. Please let your friends know. Please do all of those fun things because I'm excited to just take some time for Christmas and the holidays, but also to pray and seek the Lord about what He wants to continue to do in the Laundry Hour, because I like it. I hope you like it. It seems like you like it, but I also want to continue to be faithful and only doing things that He wants me to do. And I hope that you feel the same. I think you do, though. But until next week, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.